Good afternoon. It's 4:30 and 76 degrees in Moorhead. This is Mountain Edition. I'm Leanne Akers.
And I'm Arlo Barnett.
With the goal of providing the means for every Kentucky family to dispose of unused prescription medication in their own home.
Attorney General Andy Beshear launched a new program today to fight the state's opioid addiction problem.
A Moorhead woman accused of murder has a new trial date.
Roadwork in Rowan County continues this week on Kentucky 1274.
In sports, the Reds start a new series with the Cubs tonight at Great American Ballpark.
Bud Luke has the stock report.
A severe thunderstorm warning in effect for the WMKY listening area. Stay tuned for an extended weather forecast after this news.
Drug abuse often starts when a person has access to an unused supply from a friend or relative's medicine cabinet. Kentucky Attorney General Andy Beshear announced a new step in the fight against the state's drug epidemic this afternoon.
We're starting this program with a pilot project that will provide 50,000 drug deactivation pouches to four counties and to senior and faith-based initiatives.
The Kentucky Opioid Disposal Program involves a drug deactivation pouch that allows people to dispose of their unused prescription pills in a safe manner. The program will begin with a pilot project that will provide 50,000 pouches in four Kentucky counties, Floyd, Henderson, McCracken, and Perry. Each pouch can safely destroy 45 pills, 6 ounces of liquid, or 6 patches.
A death investigation is underway in Russell County, where a man died in a boating accident on Lake Cumberland. WLEX reports the crash occurred near East Campbell's Landing in Nancy. Early yesterday evening, before 6 p.m., boaters noticed a wrecked speedboat drifting in the water east of Campbell's Landing on Lake Cumberland. Fish and wildlife officers say the boaters flagged down some fishermen who were able to get to the boat. Inside, they found a man dead with apparent broken bones. Police say he is 70-year-old Kenneth Ducklow of Hamilton, Ohio. Investigators say it appears Ducklow was speeding when he crashed into the rock shoreline. They believed that he was the only occupant on the boat. Police believe alcohol may have been a factor in the fatal crash.
A Moorhead woman accused of murder has been given a new trial date. 31-year-old Sabra McCarty will go before a Rowan County Circuit Court jury on June 4, 2018. Moorhead police arrested McCarty in May of 2016 when they said her vehicle crossed the median of Kentucky 32 and struck Sarah Cottle's vehicle. 23-year-old Cottle of Owensville did not survive the crash. MPD said toxicology reports showed that McCarty's blood alcohol content was 0.21%. The legal limit in Kentucky is 0.08. A status hearing is set for that trial for November 17th.
Tragedy struck in Leslie County during yesterday's solar eclipse. The Kentucky News Network's Haley Hansen reports.
It happened during the eclipse when 23-year-old Mackenzie Hayes and Rhonda Belcher were walking back to work and stopped to watch the big event. 38-year-old Alyssa Noble was speeding and crashed into a power pole, flipping her car and hitting the two women. Hayes was pronounced dead on the scene and Belcher was airlifted to the University of Kentucky Medical Center. Accident reconstruction units are reviewing the scene to see what caused Noble to veer off the road. It's unclear if she'll face any charges. I'm Haley Hansen.
West Virginia police have arrested an Ohio man they call a local kingpin of meth. WSAZ reports officers with the West Virginia Department of Natural Resources reportedly found meth, marijuana, pills, and scales during a traffic stop at Stone Cold Lake. They took the driver into custody and eventually discovered the name of his dealer. 46-year-old Stephen Kaczynski was already wanted in Ohio for child neglect and drug charges. Authorities now link Kaczynski with approximately 30 grams of meth they've recovered from people near Stone Cold Lake in the past couple of weeks. He was arrested last week after a confidential informant bought 2 ounces of meth from him at the Hampton Inn in Buchanan. The Lewis County Sheriff's deputies and the Buchanan Police Department helped orchestrate the sting. Kaczynski is housed in Tigard's Valley Regional Jail.
Repairs to the Boyd County Detention Center following Saturday night's riot won't cost taxpayers a dime. That's the word from Judge Executive Steve Towler.
Like most county governments, we're covered by insurance. You know, it's just something that happens and we just have to deal with it.
Towler says the jail's inmates are being held in facilities across eastern Kentucky until the repairs are complete. Any new arrests will be sent to the Greenup County Detention Center. Officials say the riot may have been a response to overcrowding conditions.
The search for missing helicopter crew members in Hawaii has been suspended. Here's WMKY's Brian Courtney.
An Army helicopter crashed last week during offshore training in Hawaii. Staff Sergeant Abigail R. Malam of Jenkins was one of five involved in the crash. An investigation of 72,000 nautical miles revealed a destroyed fuselage but no signs of life. The cause of the crash has not been determined. All five crew members had life vests, radios with built-in GPS, and underwater breathing equipment. Also missing are First Lieutenant Catherine M. Bailey, Chief Warrant Officer Brian M. Wober, and Chief Warrant Officer 2 Stephen T. Cantrell. The search was suspended on Monday. For WMKY, I'm Brian Courtney.
Moorhead Mayor Jim Tom Trent says his city is slowly but surely developing more of a college town atmosphere, and that's by design. Trent says the two entities partner on a lot of initiatives, and their identities are yoked together. He adds Moorhead has been working harder to show the same kind of pride in being home to MSU as it did when he attended the university 25 to 30 years ago.
Putting up banners and welcoming people and those type of things, it welcomes the students. It shows the parents and the folks who are supporting these students that, hey, you know, Moorhead, we knew we liked it for a school. We knew we liked the area. But when you see that, that takes them to a different comfort level. They may come and stay longer. They may visit more. And so from an economic development and economic standpoint, it's the right thing to do.
Trent says the city receives about one quarter of its $16 million budget from the occupational taxes paid by Moorhead State and St. Clair Regional Medical Center. He adds that MSU Athletics' new slogan, One Town, One Team, pretty well says it all.
Contractors hired by the Kentucky Transportation Cabinet are doing a road project in Rowan County this week. Cabinet spokesman Alan Blair says they're doing some work on Kentucky 1274 between Lakeegee Road and McKinney Road.
An area where the roadside's kind of slipping and it kind of endangers the highway, so they're going in there to remove some of the overburden and try to shore up the roadside to make sure there's no damage. So it takes a lot of large equipment that takes up most of the roadway, so the road has to be closed each day.
Blair says the highway is being shut down between 7:30 a.m. and 3 p.m. The repair project on Kentucky 1274 is expected to last through Friday. Motorists are being advised to find alternate routes so they can go around the area.
So far, it's been smooth sailing for Rowan County Schools, so says Superintendent Marvin Moore. About a week and a half into the fall semester, Moore says he couldn't be more pleased with how things have gone at the district's facilities. Moore believes there's a good reason why that's happened.
I just think over the summer, we put a good plan in place, and everybody working together as a team. I would contribute to the organization of everything. And if you do all that, and everybody's getting on the same page, it usually turns out really well. And I contribute all that what I just said to make it a smooth start.
Moore says enrollment in the Rowan District should again be around 3,300 students this year.
A northeastern Kentucky city has made a travel website's prestigious list. Maysville is ranked fourth nationally by Oyster.com's rankings of top 10 small communities in America. Mayor David Cartmell says that's something to be proud of. Cartmell believes Maysville benefits from a lot of the heritage tourism since it's one of the state's oldest cities and is rich in history.
A lot of it is preserved here, and that's what I see most people coming to, the Washington District of Maysville. And then the old downtown, I think the flood wall, it may have saved us from the floods, but it also saved our old mercantile district from being destroyed, for riverfront development.
Oyster.com's website says, quote, with a popular a population, rather, of just under 10,000. Maysville is a bit bigger than the typical small town, but still has plenty of historic charm.
The U.S. Forest Service has a new boss, WMKY's Cody Robinson reports.
U.S. Secretary of Agriculture Sonny Perdue has announced that Tony Took will take over as chief of the U.S. Forest Service. Took has worked for the Forest Service since age 18 and is now responsible for more than 3,000 employees, 14 national forests, including the Daniel Boone, and two managed areas which encompass over 13 million acres in 13 states and Puerto Rico. His office has an annual budget that exceeds $400 million. The native of Detroit, Alabama's resume includes several state and national forest-related jobs across the country, including one in Kentucky. For WMKY News, I'm Cody Robinson.
A Republican state senator says he's running for attorney general in Kentucky. Whitney Westerfield told Spectrum News Pure Politics he will file a letter of intent with the state registry of election finance. That means Westerfield can raise money for the election that won't happen until 2019. It will be the second statewide campaign for Westerfield, who lost the 2015 attorney general's race to Democrat Andy Beshear by less than half of a percentage point.
Obviously, we're disappointed with the result, but very thankful and proud of how close we came despite being outspent by such a ridiculous margin by the son of a sitting governor.
Westerfield says Beshear is not doing enough to combat the state's drug addiction problem. He also criticized Beshear's lawsuits against Republican Governor Matt Bevin. Beshear has not said if he will seek re-election.
Fort Knox had an official visit on Monday. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell and Secretary of the U.S. Treasury Steven Mnuchin came to attest to the presence of gold stored there. Mnuchin told Spectrum News' Pure Politics that he is only the third Secretary of the Treasury to go inside Fort Knox.
Now, you may say, well, why is it important for the Secretary of the Treasury? I have to attest that the gold is part of our national assets, and we have approximately $200 billion of gold at Fort Knox.
The last time the gold at Fort Knox was counted was in 1953.
Federal mining regulators have told the National Academies of Sciences, Engineering, and Medicine to halt their study of the health risk for people living near Appalachian surface coal mines. WMKY's Jacob Lindberg reports.
According to the Associated Press, the Interior Department's Office of Surface Mining Reclamation and Enforcement, which announced last year it was funding the $1 million study, announced on August 18th that it had begun reviewing grants over $100,000 for budget reasons. Spokesman William Kearney says the academies believe the study is important and stand ready to resume when the department review is completed. He says two public meetings in Kentucky are scheduled for this week. Results were expected next spring. Some studies have linked living near mountaintop removal mines to greater risks of cancer, birth defects, and premature death. For WMKY News, I'm Jacob Lindberg.
Turning now to a look at the weather forecast for the MSPR listening region. Tonight, an 80% chance of thunderstorms, clearing up later. Lows around 62 degrees. Tomorrow it'll be partly cloudy, highs around 78. Tomorrow night, clear, lows in the mid-50s. On Thursday, sunny skies, highs in the mid-70s. That night, clear, lows around 54. On Friday, at the end of our work week, partly cloudy skies, highs around 77. That night, lows again in the mid-50s. And on Saturday, partly cloudy skies, highs around 78 degrees. It's currently 78 in Flemingsburg. It's 80 right now in Ashland, 88 in Inez, 77 in Winchester, 81 degrees in Lexington, and 80 degrees on the campus of Morehead State University.
On today's feature segment, a new report finds that Ohio's small businesses, farms, and industries are installing wind turbines at a rapid pace. But the state is far behind its neighbors in creating large wind farms. Andrea Sears has more.
Ohio businesses and farms are generating a lot of on-site wind power, but the state has fallen behind its neighbors in developing larger wind farm capacity. The U.S. Department of Energy's 2016 Wind Technologies Market Report ranks Ohio sixth in the nation for wind power generated by individual homes, farms, and businesses for their own use. Trish Demeter with the Ohio Environmental Council says that's in line with national and global trends for customers taking control of their own energy needs.
That's a good thing that we have going in Ohio, that customers are able to do that. They don't necessarily have to have permission from a utility to meet their own power needs by installing one of these wind systems at their home or business.
A companion DOE report shows Ohio has fallen far behind other Great Lakes states like Illinois, Indiana, and Michigan in utility-scale wind-generating capacity. The DOE ranks Ohio 26th for large wind farm generating capacity. Demeter says that's because in 2014, the Ohio legislature passed very restrictive siting requirements for large-scale wind farms.
It essentially put a moratorium on new large-scale wind development in the state of Ohio. So that's why we haven't seen any new large-scale wind farms move forward in the state.
State legislators also have tried to roll back state mandates for increasing the amount of energy utilities get from renewable sources. Demeter says those efforts create uncertainty about demand, and combined with the siting restrictions, the state seems to be discouraging developers from bringing their business here.
Our state policies should be sending out a clear signal that we want you to come here, we want you to invest, we want those jobs here, and we also want all the environmental benefits that we get in return.
As wind turbines have grown larger and more efficient, she adds, the cost of wind power has dropped and is now competitive with gas turbine power. For Ohio News Connection, I'm Andrea Sears.
It's 447 and 76 degrees in Moorhead. I'm Leanne Akers here with Arlo Barnett, and we are glad to have you with us on this soggy Tuesday afternoon. Braxton Howard has sports right after this.
Support for MSPR comes from the Rowan County Fiscal Court, keeping our community a safe and enjoyable place to live and work while moving forward in a progressive but responsible manner. County services include the detention center, road department, ambulance service, and animal control. In addition, funding for the airport, parks and recreation, economic development council, and other community organizations provided under the guidance by the elected officials of the Rowan County Fiscal Court.
Good afternoon for WMKY Sports. I'm Braxton Howard. After having Monday off, the Cincinnati Reds entertained the Chicago Cubs tonight at 7:10 at Great American Ballpark in the opener of a three-game series. It might be a good time for the Reds to tangle with the NL Central Division leaders. Second baseman Scooter Jeanette says his team is playing some good baseball right now.
You know, it seems like things are starting to fall into place when we're hitting. You know, our pitchers are doing a good job of keeping us in the game, and we're not hitting, they're throwing up zeros and keeping us in the game as well. So that's baseball, man. It's a crazy game.
The Reds will send 4-6 Homer Bailey to the mound. 10-game winner John Lackey pitches for Chicago. Now just over a week away from its season opener, the Moorhead State football team had its second inter-squad scrimmage this past weekend. While saying he was pleased with his team's performance overall, head coach Rob Tenier says there were some areas that will need to be cleaned up before next week's game.
Some of our twos and threes there offensively didn't take care of the football very well. You know, we had a few blown assignments coverage-wise on defense, but other than that, I mean, I think it was our best group effort to this point, so that was good.
The Eagles welcome Kentucky Christian University into Jane Stadium next Thursday at 6 p.m. University of Kentucky wide receiver Dorian Baker is having surgery today after suffering a fracture and dislocation of his left ankle during last Saturday's inter-squad scrimmage. The senior could miss the entire 2017 campaign. Meanwhile, Coach Mark Stoops remains enthused about the Cats' chances in 2017. One reason why is that he didn't have to make a lot of off-season changes to his staff.
It's very nice to come back and have the continuity, especially offensively. You know, our players needed that. It's really nice to have every coach back. And you could tell last year as the season went on, Coach Grant and the staff did a great job of kind of fitting to what our players can do and put us in a position to be successful.
UK opens at Southern Mississippi on September the 2nd. The Louisville football team is gearing up for the start of the 2017 season. Head coach Bobby Petrino likes where his team is at this point in preseason work, especially his young players.
Our offense and defense is progressing. We're not even close to where we want to be right now. We're still having errors. We still don't play full speed all the time, but we're getting closer. And we've got a lot of young men work. You know, we work that the ones, twos, and threes all camp long. So that's a good thing because we're going to need depth, obviously, with the schedule we play.
Louisville kicks off the season on September the 2nd against Purdue up in Indianapolis. Round County football coach Kelly Ford says his Vikings have some cleanup work to do before they visit Bath County on Friday. According to Ford, Round's 54-36 season-opening win at Morgan County last Friday showed the Vikings need to improve at some things, starting with their special teams play.
If your kicking game's going, it gives your defense a shot, not putting the defenses back against the wall and giving them at least an opportunity to get off the field. Some other things is, we still got to stay on some blocks. We have some blocking assignments and things like that we got to tweak and for the most thing. But most part of it, catching the football a little bit too.
While Friday will mark Round's second game of the season, it will be the season opener for Bath County. The Morehead State volleyball team gets the 2017 season underway this weekend with the Eagle Challenge at Weatherby Gym. With preseason work winding down, head coach Jamie Gordon says one of the most valuable things his group has accomplished in practice is building a chemistry between his returning players and five new freshmen.
It's critical not just when it comes game time, but every day in practice from that first one all the way to preparing for a conference championship in November, that you've got that strong reliability from player to player and a common thread of goals and intentions. And so, this group is incredibly supportive of each other. There's a very healthy, competitive nature out in the gym.
On Friday, the Eagles play Delaware State at 11 a.m. and Youngstown State at 7 p.m. They battle with Winthrop on Saturday at 2. Finally in sports, the Morehead State men's basketball team is getting ready to roll into its preseason conditioning workouts. Coach Preston Spradlin had his players on campus during the month of July and says that was especially important for the Eagles' six freshmen, who are still adjusting to life as college student athletes.
The four-week summer session as a freshman is extremely difficult. It's much harder than what the upperclassmen go through because of the natural things. Being away from home for the first time, being the youngest guys on campus, doing things on the court in the weight room, and just learning to manage your own time. You're taking college courses for the first time.
Spradlin's young team also includes five sophomores and three juniors. There are no seniors on MSU's roster. One other note, former Kentucky forward Alex Poitras has signed a contract with the Indiana Pacers. That's sports for WMKY. I'm Braxton Howard.
Support for MSPR comes from MSU Athletics, online at msueagles.com. Single game and season tickets for MSU fall sports and are now available. Volleyball will host the Eagle Challenge this weekend, featuring matches with Delaware State, Winthrop, and Youngstown State. More information from the MSU Eagle ticket office at 783-2386, online at msueagles.com.
Good afternoon from the National Offices of Hilliard Lyons. This is Bud Luke with your closing stock market report for MSU Public Radio. Stocks traded higher on renewed hopes of U.S. tax reform, with the Dow Industrials finishing with a gain of 196.14 at 21,899.89. The S&P 500 was up 24.14 at 2452.51, and the NASDAQ Composite was up 84.35, finishing at 6297.48. New York Stock Exchange breadth was almost 3-1 in favor of winning stocks over losers. Analysts pointed to a Politico report which said the Trump administration and key lawmakers had found common ground on how to approach tax reform. The prospects of tax reform were one of the major catalysts for the market run after Trump's win in November. Boeing stock rose 1.7% after the company received a government contract for intercontinental ballistic missile system replacements. And Boeing also followed other defense companies higher after President Donald Trump's speech on the Afghanistan war. In a primetime address, Trump said that a swift U.S. troop withdrawal from Afghanistan would create a vacuum that terrorists would instantly fill. Defense stocks rose broadly following Trump's remarks, with the iShares U.S. Aerospace and Defense ETF rising 1.2%. In the bond markets, the benchmark 10-year Treasury note actually fell in price, and the yield rose more than 2 basis points to 2.2%, while the 2-year yield advanced to trade at 1.33%. Investors have been following the bond market this week as they prepare for a key meeting between central bank officials later in the week in Jackson Hole, Wyoming. Fed officials are expected to be joined by their counterparts in Europe and Japan. Investors will be on the lookout for any commentary related to global monetary policy. In the commodities markets, oil was up 0.5% at $47.65 a barrel. Gold was down 0.5% at $1,290.30 an ounce. In Europe, the Stock 600 index was up 0.8%. In Asia, stocks were up with the Hang Seng up 0.9%, and South Korea's Kospi up 0.4%. Among Dow industrial stocks, the best performers were Caterpillar and Cisco. The worst performers were Intel and Coca-Cola. In the S&P 500, the best performers were Arconic and Macy's, and the worst performers were Coty and Medtronic. Turning now to stocks of local interest, it was Ashland Global up 59 cents at $61.48, CSX up $1.22 at $49.92, AEP up 15 cents at $72.82, AK Steel up 3 cents at $5.22, Marathon Petroleum up 21 cents at $49.66, and Valvoline was up 19 cents to finish at $21.54. Reporting for MSU Public Radio, this is Bud Luke from the Ashland offices of Hilliard Lyons.
Support for MSPR comes from the Eagle Finance, presents the 25th Annual Poppy Mountain Bluegrass Festival, September 8th through the 16th at Poppy Mountain Campgrounds, US 60 East in Moorhead. Featuring 50 bands, including the Lonesome River Band, Larry Cordell, Russell Moore and Third Time Out, Still Drivers, Gary Brewer and Kentucky Ramblers, and many more. Camping daily and weekend passes. Tickets at 606-784-2277 and online at poppymountainbluegrass.com.
Taking a look at some events that are happening in our listening area, the Moorhead chapter of the National Alliance on Mental Illness will meet today at 6 p.m. at the Rowan County Public Library. Families and friends of people living with mental illness, as well as people with mental illness, are welcome to attend the regular support group.
The Primitive Quartet, with special guests Timber and Nails, will be in concert at the Laurel Gorge Enterprise Baptist Church in Sandy Hook at 7 p.m. on August 25th. The event is free and open to the public.
A blood drive sponsored by Kentucky Blood Center will be held in the Button Hall Drill Room at Moorhead State University from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. on Tuesday and Wednesday, August 29th and 30th. Donors must be able to provide a photo ID, be at least 17 years of age or 16 with parental consent, weigh at least 110 pounds, and be in general good health.
And the Kentucky Center for Traditional Music is sponsoring a community square dance at the Rowan County Arts Center, 7 p.m. on Tuesday, September 12th. Enjoy live music and admission is free. The dance is beginner-friendly. All ages and ability levels are welcome. Turning now to a look at the weather forecast for the MSPR listening region. Tonight, an 80% chance of thunderstorms clearing up later. Lows around 62 degrees tonight. Tomorrow, partly cloudy skies, highs around 78 degrees. Tomorrow night, clear, lows in the mid-50s. On Thursday, it'll be sunny, highs in the mid-70s. That night, clear, lows around 54. On Friday, partly cloudy with highs around 77. Friday night, scattered clouds and lows again in the mid-50s. On Saturday, the beginning of this weekend, partly cloudy skies, highs in the upper 70s. It is currently sitting at 80 degrees in Ashland. It's 78 right now in Flemingsburg, 88 degrees in Inez, 77 in Winchester, 81 in Lexington, and 80 degrees here on the campus of Moorhead State University.
That's it for Mountain Edition this afternoon. We had help from Chuck Mraz, Arlo Barnett, Ellen Barnett, Braxton Howard, Jacob Lindberg, Kyle Blankenbuehler, Brian Courtney, Jacob Pemberton, and Cody Robinson. The Kentucky News Network's Paul Miles, Will Clark, and Haley Hansen, and the Ohio News Connection's Andrea Sears. This is Moorhead State Public Radio, WMKY Moorhead, and translator W202BH in Inez. Our show is archived daily on the web at WMKY.org. For Arlo Barnett and all of the MSPR News team, I'm Leanne Akers. For WMKY News, All Things Considered is next. It's 5 o'clock.